we were filming in his sort of hallowed ground. And it turned out that he was part of the Pictish Society, whatever that might be, but that they made a point of kidnapping women. And I thought, oh, well, this is lovely, this is. Where, I wonder, are we going? Quite the wrong direction. I thought, this is, and he got quite aggressive, actually. I thought, this is terrible. And of course, just when you want one, or when you don't want, you know, when you don't want one, there's always a lot of traffic lights. On this occasion, I didn't see one until we got really quite far away from where we were supposed to be. Luckily, there was a traffic light, and I thought, well, I'll pretend I'm in the Avengers now. So I opened the door and rolled out. This was a long time later, and he really was quite serious. And it was, I didn't quite understand what he was raving on about, but it really did happen, and he really thought that, you know, I was doing him damage on his hallowed ground by being in this film. So.
It was like the 39 steps, apparently. She ran to the nearest post office.
There's no mobiles in those
being
days.
Abducted by yes. And you worked with another short person, Adam Faith.
The darling Adam Faith. He wouldn't mind, I know, but the darling Adam Faith. We, fun enough, we were in the only theatrical production that the marvellous Alan Parker has ever directed, and they were great pals. And the production in question was Alfie, which we did at Liverpool. Well, Adam, I know he wouldn't mind, but he wasn't 6 foot. But I nearly am. If I wear very, very high heels.
I'm going to be Adam.
Okay. Yes.
That's probably it. That's about the shoulder height, isn't it?
Yeah. Really? And I had the great good fortune to play two parts. If you remember the film, the Doctor, which Eleanor Brom played, and the rather sassy character of Ruby that Shelley Winters played. So in order to be properly acquitted in this role, I had marvellous sort of leopard skin pants, all set in the 60s, very, very high stiletto heels, and a marvellous Dusty Springfield blonde beehive. And my flat, accordingly, was dressed up beautifully in a 60s design with, I think, a rather garish leather sofa with cushions on, and a shelf behind the sofa which had all sorts of 60s bits and pieces on, including one of those rather sporting pink flamenco dancers, dolls, you know, with their rather little pointy feet and their rather marvellous garish pink flamenco dress. In a sort of trail, and castanets and a black beehive, I think she had. Anyway, she was on the shelf. And as with all the girls in Alfie, he gets to snog them all, but I think I had the longest snog. And while he, and then he talks to the audience, you know, and on this occasion, he gave me an extra long snog, which I was completely enjoying, and then threw me with quite gusto onto the sofa. Because we were standing here like that, and he threw me down onto the sofa, which I happily marvelled at, and went down on the sofa, at which point he jumped on top of me and gave me another snog, and then talked to the audience. Then he got off and carried on talking to the audience, and eventually I think he pulls me up. And as I got up, I got a huge laugh from the audience, and I was thinking, gosh, what have I done? I don't usually have this, how marvellous, and sort of swayed about a bit. What I didn't realise is that the pink dancer had lodged her pointy toes in my beehive, and as I went round, so did she, at an angle, doing her castanet. Well, I don't think Adam and I ever finished that scene, but it was a truly marvellous moment when the whole audience was screaming with laughter, as I didn't realise Mrs. Spanish dancer had on my hair.
You played a fighter pilot in Star Wars, and I'm going to gallop along with that. You got the part because the casting director had been watching her in a production of The Hot House by Harold Pinter with Harold Pinter. I thought, there's a fighter pilot. got a part as a fighter pilot in Star Wars. But then you did another moon-based
I did.
Galaxy film.
This was called Murder on the Moon, or as a friend of mine rang up and said after they'd watched it on the television, that should have been called Murder on Earth if you bothered to watch it. It was a sort of sci-fi thing with the very, very beautiful, I promise you, I can tell you, Bridget Nielsen.